Your life is precious. This is it. You've got one shot at this. But is there a sense on the inside that you're capable of so much more? If so, the Missing Secret podcast is for you. The book Thinking Grow Rich has been read by over 150 million people. It's the top book in the world on success by a factor of 10. In the book, it says there's a secret for success, but the author only gives us half the secret.
When I turned 50, I figured out the full secret, the missing secret, and developed a 12-minute-a-day technique to apply it. And it caused my income to go up by 25 times over the $200,000 to $300,000 a year I was making the prior 20 years. I felt so blessed.
When John taught me the missing secret, it changed my life, doubling my income and dramatically impacting my health, relationships, and quality of life.
Today, most people are just winging life. They don't have anything pulling them forward to their desired life.
Leverage yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day. Watch what happens. Welcome to the Missing Secret Podcast. I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So our topic today is the difference in the 2% versus the 98% is widening. Kelly, you think that's true?
Do you mean the gap, like the difference, the gap between the two and the 98 is widening?
Right.
Oh,
right.
Sure. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Well, and as I look at this, I mean, I'm seeing it in a couple of ways. One way is in people's ability to use AI. And I see how basically clueless I was maybe, 9 months ago, let's say, and what a radical difference it's made in the last 9 months for me to really sort of get up to speed. And I'm sure there's way more that I could do, but I feel like I'm fairly competent. And like I was saying last time, I think that I see that there's different levels of using AI. You know, the first level is getting it to improve emails and written documents. That's sort of level one. And level two is having conversations back and forth, oral conversations, not typing conversations, but oral conversations. And then that's level two. And then level three is getting it to do things for you, tasks. I see it from my simplistic viewpoint that those are the three levels. And maybe the fourth level is using agents, which is maybe an extension of the third level. But do you look at it the same way, more or less? Or
yeah, I think so. In my limited knowledge of AI, because I feel like I just scratched the surface, you know, where I'm like, you know, there are so many things that you can do with this. So like, you know, I'm going through and looking at some and like, I don't even know what this does, what this plugin does, what this connector does, what this. So, you know, there's so much that it does with presentations and with marketing and with, you know, time management and production. And gosh, you know, there's just the possibilities seem to be endless. So, but I agree with you. And I haven't even tapped into the agents yet. I just started learning a little bit more about that as far as Claude is concerned and creating agents to help with some of the tasks that we do inside the business on a regular basis. So, so in my limited experience, I would agree with you.
Right. And I see that I'm in the process of finding someone that truly is an expert, and I'm starting to teach our methodology to MBAs. But I see you got to have a live person that's knowledgeable about this, they can sort of look at where each person is and help them figure out what the next level is, because everybody's situation is pretty unique. And so I'm in that process of finding an actual person that is great at this. But the point of this whole thing is that the difference between the 2% and the 98% is getting wider, and one of the components is your ability to use AI. Like I said, I am vastly more capable today than I was 9 months ago, and it has greatly enhanced my ability, especially the ability to see things that I couldn't see before. And as an example, I see that we are all limited by the four corners of our own mind. We have our own biases. We know what we know. And so when we tackle a problem, we're limited by that. But when you can bring in AI, and this is where the ability to have a verbal conversation comes in, it can see things you can't see. And I've seen this. I've been working on it today. I'm doing a new website, the Center for Advanced Leadership of Self at University of Texas. And it's making me see things that I could never see, on my own. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty cool. But the other aspect that I think is creating this widening gap is something that we talk about all the time, that most people don't know how to lead themselves. They're because nobody really taught them. They're just winging life. So nobody taught them advanced leadership of self, which why it's advanced, it's the how of leadership of self. It's an actual way to lead yourself. And as we talked about last time, one of the key aspects of this as it relates to your career is really seeing the right actions to take. And I think I mentioned this last time, being successful comes down to taking the right actions, but doing it also consistently, because doing it consistently versus doing it sporadically is the difference between the average life and the exceptional life. Because people are going to be able to take the right actions occasionally, but it's that difference of doing it consistently that is a separator. But the other thing I see is that the right actions are pretty clear in your health. If you want to be healthy, you got to exercise, you got to eat right, pretty cut and dried. And more or less, but to a slightly lesser degree, the same with your marriage or romantic relationship. But on your career, seeing the right actions is not nearly as cut and dried. And so I'm going to show our audience this using AI, this idea that in our methodology, when you start it, you will define six aspects of your career, your business plan, your strategy for success, the two or three things that move the needle, where you want your business to be 3 years from now, the four or five milestones to get there, and then the linchpin issue. And that idea of defining your business 3 years from now and then the milestones to get there is really critical, because it shows you where you're going, and those milestones are the path to get there. And so it's important to see that. But the problem I've discovered, and I don't know if it's a, well, I don't know, it's, I guess it's more of an opportunity with AI, is that when you bring AI into this equation, it'll see things that you can't see. So it's going to more clearly define the right actions. And so now, as part of our evolving methodology, I'm recommending that when you redo your life GPS template every quarter and create your new goals for career, health, and marriage, that you bring in AI, Claude or ChatGPT, and have it evaluate your three-year goal and the milestones to get there. And so that's a lot to cover, but let me show you how this works. So I'm going to share with our audience what my three-year goal is and the milestones to get there. And I've already loaded this into ChatGPT. And just so you know, people, that you can take a document, and if you hit the plus sign, you can load it into ChatGPT or Claude, and it'll digest whatever you gave it, and then it'll enhance your conversations. And so in my case, here's my three-year vision. establishing the University of Texas as a leading academic institution in the world, teaching advanced leadership of self. So that's the goal. That's a three-year vision. Then the milestones to get there. Teach MBAs rather than undergraduates. They're on average about 29 years old versus 21 years old. They've also paid $150,000 to get their MBA, and they're paying it rather than their parents paying it. A little bit of a difference there.
They got some skin in the game, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding. A lot of skin in the game. Then the second milestone I came up with is give and refine my 45-minute University of Texas speech, the $5 million secret, the science of leveraging yourself. Then the third milestone is build my MBA reputation and buzz for my class and document my results, you know, do a before and after survey. And then the fourth one is go on the Big Success and Achievement podcast, and really drawn by the Big Podcast, seeing that I teach at the University of Texas in the business school, and really drawn by the uniqueness of the name Advanced Leadership of Self, which I think has magic to it. Then the fifth item, milestone, is I'm writing a new book, which I hope to be the Bible for this industry, called Advanced Leadership of Self, the Science of Leveraging Yourself. And then the sixth milestone is hold an annual summit for the whole industry and host it every year. So we're going to convene the industry. So that's what I have given ChatGPT. And so now I've got some questions for it. So let me see if I can connect to it. So, G, are you there? So you have the document that I prepared on my three-year vision, correct?
Yes, I've seen it. It lays out your goal to make UT a leader in advanced leadership of self. If you've got questions or want to sharpen any of those milestones, I'm ready to help you refine and execute.
Okay. So let's start with clarifying the three-year goal. Would you repeat what it is, and do you think it can be sharpened?
Your stated goal is to establish UT Austin as a leading academic institution in teaching advanced leadership of self. That's solid, but could be sharper. For instance, define what leading means. Global recognition, academic citations, enrollment numbers. Also, consider tightening the timeline language. By year three, UT is recognized as the preeminent authority in advanced leadership of self. That way, you're making success measurable. Does that direction align with your vision?
Yeah, I think that's excellent. So let's say that again, making UT recognized as the preeminent authority in advanced leadership of self. It's clear and there's a defined time frame, right?
By making it time-bound and specifying preeminent authority, you've got a concrete target. Now, every milestone you set should ladder up to proving that authority, whether it's through outcomes, visibility, or academic leadership. Let's make sure those milestones are aligned, and you'll know exactly what success looks like in 3 years.
So give me the four or five milestones to get there and give them to me in priority order.
It was out of thin air. Let's sharpen what you've already aimed for. First, priority one, deliver documented, measurable results from your MBA course. Without proof, you can't build authority. Next, craft and publish your book, as that anchors the field. Then establish the Center for Advanced Leadership of Self. After that, host the annual symposium to position UT as the convener. Finally, secure visibility on big podcasts and publications. Each step builds authority, so focus on that sequence.
Okay. Is there anything else you would think is relevant in terms of a milestone?
Establishing academic collaboration or research partnership with other top institutions. That would elevate credibility and expand your reach. In other words, don't just build UT's name. Get peer institutions to echo it. Once you've got measurable results, you'll have leverage to open those doors.
What does that look like in terms of collaboration?
It means forming strategic research or teaching partnerships with respected universities. For instance, you could co-author studies on leadership of self, co-host lectures, or share data on outcomes. It's about having another credible institution validate or amplify your framework. When others recognize the value beyond UT, you strengthen your claim as the preeminent authority. So aim for one or two high-profile collaborations in that timeline.
And what do you think the biggest challenges in doing this are?
The biggest challenge is proving tangible, replicable results. Academia won't fully embrace your system until there's hard evidence it works at scale. That means consistently measuring and documenting student outcomes. Once you've got proof, the next challenge is breaking through the noise, getting other institutions and thought leaders to care. But if you tackle results first, you'll have something they can't ignore.
So why does this direction make sense for me?
Because it aligns with what you've built your career around. You want to leave a legacy. By positioning UT as the global leader in advanced leadership of self, you're essentially codifying your life's work into something that lasts beyond you. It's a way to shape future generations, and frankly, it's a shot at defining a whole field. If you're aiming for impact, this direction makes that impact real and lasting.
You know, it's interesting that I see it a little different in terms of why does this direction make sense. You know, to me, it makes sense because nobody else in the academic field or any field that factors in the most significant thing I ever learned in my life, that the majority of one's daily actions, up to 95%, are unconscious. And I don't see that anybody else really connects the dots on that and sees how significant that is. Well, what's your take on that?
You're absolutely right that most leadership models don't address unconscious actions. That's your differentiator. But you still have to prove its impact in measurable ways, because bold claims only stick if you show results. So this direction makes sense because it gives you a platform to validate that insight in a way academia can't ignore. In other words, you spotted something crucial. Now it's about turning that insight into a recognized science.
Right, right. Thank you. So, you know, I guess the takeaway from that is you see, she can see things that I can't see or helps me understand things that I sort of understand but don't fully understand. Have you seen the same thing, Kelly?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because you don't know what you don't know. You know,
right.
So by consulting with, you know, one of these, whether it's Claude or ChatGPT, it's been interesting to be like, oh, I didn't even think of that. That's something I need to think more deeply about. I need to understand that better because that wasn't even part of what I was thinking. So like it calls things and gets things on your radar that you didn't even know existed, you know? And I think too, this goes back to kind of our prior conversations we've had. I think where so many people get stuck, it's not in like goal setting or having a dream, you know, it's in what are the actions that I need to take to bring this thing to reality? And I'm talking specifically, whether it's a business, whether it's your career, whether it's, you know, an idea that you have that you want to bring to market, whether it's, you know, any of those things. I think what stops people is the overwhelm of not knowing, like, what's the next step? You know, when you just already had those benchmarks in mind for yourself, where I see this tool, these different tools really helping people is in saying, hey, here is my goal. Here's all the background. Here's what I want to do. I'm challenged right now in understanding, like, where do I start? What's step one, you know, and then what are the next logical steps? Because I think just getting that information can put you into that action taking mode, or even just ignite like things start to fall into place and you know, it just promotes and thought promotes more brainstorming and more, you know, I learned so much through ChatGPT's or Claude's responses, you know, so I'm through the research that I'm doing, I'm getting more and more clarity. I'm learning more. I'm getting more educated. I'm becoming more valuable around my profession and career because I'm understanding it at a different level than I have before. Because there's just, you have so many blind spots, you know, you just don't know what you don't know. And that's what I love about this is that it's like, oh my gosh, I hadn't even thought of that aspect of this. So,
Right. Well, I think one of the final takeaways on this really is to find somebody that is a tech expert on AI and literally have them sit down with you and show you how to use it, because you can watch YouTube videos and all that, and it takes you to a certain level, but you really need that hands-on help, I think, don't you?
I think it would be really useful, you know, especially so if you have the resources, you know what I mean? And you can hire somebody to say, hey, here's who I am. This is my life. Here are my business or businesses. This is my, you know, this is what I want to achieve. Here are all the different things I do throughout the day. How can I utilize, you know, AI to help me in my life and in my business now that you know all of these things about me? I think that's the disconnect for me, is understanding what are all the different ways, you know, that this can be useful to me.
Yeah.
You know, right. And understanding the technical aspect of it, which is just how to connect all of these worlds. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then, you know, for some people too, I know there's a lot of people listening who are reluctant about AI for lots of different reasons, but giving that much access to your world and to your, you know, it's an interesting time that we're in right now. I do feel like this is happening. You know what I mean? And so, like, how do you leverage this in this time that we're in at the very beginning, you know, of this to achieve whatever it is that you want to achieve? We're right at the beginning of this, you know, so I think, you know, getting educated around it now. And again, I know there are people who are listening who are like, this is bad for the environment. This is, you know, there's all kinds of things that they're worried about. And the two things could be true at the same time. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yes, it is a problem.
Are you saying it's bad for the environment because of the power usage?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. For that reason, in terms of the energy that it takes to do this. And so, you know, I think that's, you know, where a lot of people's concerns are. And then I think too, just in, you know, like, you're giving access to kind of everything, you know, about you and your life, you know, and now who is regulating all of this? No, nobody is, you know, it's the Wild West right now. And so, yeah.
Well, Kelly, you know, Trump's got this all under control. I mean, I don't know what you're worried about.
He's right on top of it all.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Well, on that piece of wisdom, we will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Missing Secret Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about this 12-minute-a-day technique that gives you control over your life beyond what you've ever experienced before, visit themissingsecret.org. That's themissingsecret.org. Sign up for a free video that reveals the full secret of Think and Grow Rich, and purchase John's book, The Missing Secret. Until next time, be the exception. Work smarter, not harder, by leveraging yourself through science. It takes 12 minutes a day.